नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 22 के स्टेट है किं तस्य दुर्लभतरम् किं तस्य दुर्लभतरम् इह लोके परत्र च इह लोके परत्र च यश्च विप्रा प्रसीदन्ति यस्य विप्रा प्रसीदन्ति शिवो विष्णुश्चानुगः शिवो विष्णुश्चानुगः किं तस्य दुर्लभतरम् इह लोके परत्र च यस्य विप्रा प्रसीदन्ति शिव विष्णुश्च शङ्गुगा किं तस्य दुर्लभतरम् इह लोके परत्र च यस्य विप्रा प्रसीदन्ति शिव विष्णुश्च शानुगा किं वाट तस्य हिस् दुर्लभतरम् वेरि रेर् टु अचीव् इह इन् दिस् वर्ल्ड् लोके वर्ल्ड् Paratra, after death, cha, or jasya, one whose, vigraha, the brahmanas and the vaishnavas, prasidanti, become pleased, shiva, all auspicious, vishnu, lord vishnu, cha, as well as, Sha-anugaha, going along with. Translation and provided by Indeshwara, Sivakthivedanta Swami Prabhupada Kisha. Any person upon whom the Brahmanas and the Vaishnavas are pleased can achieve anything which is very rare to obtain in this world as well as after death. Not only that, but one also receives the favor of the auspicious Lord Shiva and Lord Vishnu, who accompany the Brahmanas and Vaishnavas. Please repeat, any person upon whom the Brahmanas and the Vaishnavas are pleased can achieve anything which is very rare to obtain in this world, as well as after death. Not only that, but one also receives the favor of the Brahmanas. Favor of the auspicious Lord Shiva and Lord Vishnu, who accompany the Brahmanas and Vaishnavas. Prabhupada, the Brahmanas and Vaishnavas are the bearer of Lord Vishnu, the all auspicious, as confirmed in the Brahma Samhita 5:38. Chanta sadaiva hridayeshu vilokayanti chamsama sundaram achinta gunasvarupam govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. The devotees are of the extreme love for Govinda, the supreme personality of Godhead, always carry the Lord within their hearts. The Lord is already in the heart of everyone, but the Vaishnavas and the Brahmanas actually perceive and see him always in ecstasy. Therefore, Brahmanas and Vaishnavas are carrier of Vishnu. Wherever they go, Lord Vishnu and Lord Shiva, or the devotees of Lord Vishnu, are all carried. The Kumaras, the four Kumaras, are Brahmanas, and they visited the place of Maharaj Pitu. Naturally, Lord Vishnu and his devotees were also present. Under the circumstances, the conclusion is that when the Brahmanas and the Vaishnavas are pleased with a person, Lord Vishnu is also pleased. This is confirmed by Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur in his 8 stanzas on the spiritual master. Jasya prasada bhagavat prasada. By pleasing the spiritual master, who is both Brahmana and the Vaishnava, one pleases the Supreme Prasad of Godhead. If the Supreme Prasad of Godhead is pleased, then one has nothing more to achieve, either in this world nor after death. I'm kind of spaced out. It is the conclusion of the Vedas is to please Vaishnavas, please the spiritual master. The four Kumaras are the great Vaishnavas. They were the first people of this universe, the four Kumaras. So they are considered to be the highest living entities and great Vaishnavas. They want to remain forever brahmachari and celibate and dedication to Krishna. So they remain always very small. They are the oldest people in this universe created after Lord Brahma. As mentioned here, Lord Shiva is known as Shiva auspiciousness, all auspiciousness, because Lord Shiva is always chanting Krishna's name and meditating on Krishna. And even though he has his own planet, Lord Shiva himself remains very detached and meditating on Lord Krishna under the tree. And the purpose, like I said, the purpose of the Vedas is to please Lord Krishna. So in order to do that, one has to please the Vaishnavas. That is the purpose of Krishna consciousness. Actually, because if you can please the Vaishnavas, if you can please Guru, spiritual master, that is the way one can please Krishna. In the Premanjana Shrita Bhakti Vilochanena, mentioned by Lord Brahma, this prayer. The devotees out of the extreme love for Govinda, Supreme Personality of Godhead, always carry the Lord within their hearts. The Lord is already in the hearts of everyone, but the Vaishnavas and the Brahmanas actually perceive and see Him always in ecstasy. That's very amazing, because even though Krishna is here in the deity form, but it's by the blessing of the Vaishnavas, because they carry Krishna in their heart. They bring Krishna consciousness and give it to others. They give Krishna to others. Just like Srila Prabhupada, he left Vrindavan, but he himself is like the storehouse of Krishna consciousness. He is the reservoir of Krishna consciousness. Like Krishna is the reservoir of all pleasure. So pure devotees of Krishna, they are reservoir of all love of Krishna. So wherever they go, they bring that love for Krishna. They bring Krishna with them. So even if they are going to the most sinful place, they have Krishna to share with you. They carry Krishna in their heart. It's not that you can carry God. He is the supreme source of everything. He is everywhere. How we can carry Him? But Krishna says that you can approach him through love. Bhaktamam avijanati, through devotion, you can approach him. Premanjana churita bhakti, prema. Prema means love. Ultimate love is that once, just when you see Krishna with our eyes, it's not that we can actually see him. We have to understand what is Krishna by the blessing of a Vaishnava, blessing of the spiritual master. Because that is the system, that is the process. We will not understand. It's just like taking initiation from a spiritual master. Even if you know everything about Krishna, you still need to be initiated. That is this, making the signing the contract. Even though you already know about everything, still officially you need to make that contract. So that contract is your dedication to your guru, dedication to the Vaishnavas and the Brahmanas. Just as I was in Nigodan, which had a big festival, they still having it today. Today is Maharaj's Vyasa Puja. And they had kirtan throughout the day. Every person would lead for 1 hour. And all the devotees would be sitting. And they take turns throughout the day. And they go pretty wild in the kirtan. They start off very softly. And just before they finish, they all get up and they say on and on. And throughout the day, like 5-6 hours. And I don't know, people who are leading it, they're sitting on the platform, on the stage. But the others in the audience, they're dancing. Some of them get very tired at the end of the day. And not just a little bit, they're full on dancing. And I was thinking, you know, this is the way. And couple of girls, they came with me in the same flight last night, and they were exhausted. So they're dancing. I didn't dance because I only had 2 days. I need time to meet the devotees from friends and get to know after so many years. And they were all in the kirtan, and they were saying that their legs are sore and their voice is sore. But this is what happens when you're singing and dancing. You get sore throat with having a mature body, but yet at the same time it's transcendental. That you perceive Krishna through the holy name. I remember one time where I was in Perth, and they didn't want to have a special day, they didn't want to have Abhishek. So we said, let's have a flower bathing, flower Abhishek. Some temple they do it like that. And I said, as well as Abhishek with the holy name, chanting, bathe in the chanting of the holy name. That's like an Abhishek. Literally, they were sweating, and everyone is so exhausted from singing and dancing. And there's one devotee named Bhattahari. He travels with the Dunasami, and he couldn't sing. His schedule for singing was cancelled because he had sore throat from singing too much, and he still needs to travel. And so, even in the Guru Maharaj, I remember one time he couldn't sing for 1 year. He had to speak in the microphone like this. He couldn't bring out any sound. So, I also realized that singing is good, but then we have to be careful our vocal can break down. So, in connection to this, that premanjana, one has to have love. Our eyes is tainted with love that we can see Krishna. We cannot see Krishna with our eyes, but when the eyes become full of love to see Krishna, it's purified. With spiritual senses, you can see Krishna. So, the idea is to always not only chant Hare Krishna, but also we also have to have respect for the holy name. Love for the holy name. Love for the holy name means you have to be able to relish the chanting. Relish means when you relish something, you're loving it. In ecstasy, it says. In ecstasy, how we can have ecstasy if you do not know about that? So if you see Krishna, you heard about Krishna in the books. That's how you know. But when you see Krishna, you see just a understanding form. You don't have understanding what Krishna is, but when you can hear about Krishna and his pastimes from the mouth of a devotee, then you know how he is, where he lives, how to approach him. So the whole process of Krishna consciousness is to always approach the Vaishnavas, approach the spiritual master who can bless us. Then you can chant Hare Krishna more ecstatically. But it's not that it comes easily. We also need to make an effort. The effort is that Utsaha Nishaya Dayat, Rupa Goswami said, through enthusiasm we can also attract Krishna. Because our enthusiasm is the criteria to get that blessing of the Vaishnavas. Vaishnavas are ready to give you the mercy. Krishna is always there to give us the mercy. Krishna is there in the heart of his devotee. So just like Hanuman, he in his heart, he has Lord Ram and Sitaram and Lakshman. They're sitting in the heart. There's a photo of Hanuman where he ripped open his chest and he showed Sitaram Lakshman, right? He ripped open. There's a, in India, they always have Murti of Hanumanji. So the devotees, they carry their Lord in their heart. They have them in their heart. It's not that, it's like when we are very embarrassed to show our heart because we have so many material desires there. So we may want to cover our heart. We don't know what devotee has in their heart. So, cheta darpana marjanam, when our heart is cleansed from all these material desires and material nivrittis and anavrittis, all the material things that we acquire which is in our heart, we clear away, then Krishna can sit there. It's the resting place. Devotee's heart is a temple, a resting place for Krishna. But if we have to clean our heart, then Krishna can be there. So we carry Krishna in our heart, like the four Kumaras, they carry Krishna, the Vaishnavas, like Prabhupada. I've seen some people, they have a murti of Lord Gopal, they carry it with them wherever they go. And in the temple, they have Krishna Didi, they carry. So a nice thing that Krishna is already there in the heart. He's already here in the temple. He's everywhere. He's in every atom. Krishna is in every, in all of the places, Krishna is there. So a great devotee like an Uttamadhikari, they can see Krishna everywhere. He sees Krishna in the heart of an elephant. He sees Krishna in the heart of a dog. He sees Krishna in the heart of in a tree, in all the people, the Brahmanas, the Vaishnavas. They see Krishna everywhere. So, it's the idea how to see Krishna. The method, how to see Krishna in everything, is an art. So when you can see Krishna in everything, that is the meaning of Krishna consciousness. When you're Krishna conscious, you can see Krishna everywhere. It's not, Krishna is not only in the temple, he's everywhere. Like I said, he's in the heart of all living entities. So when you can learn to see Krishna everywhere, wherever we go, we will be Krishna conscious. But a Madhyamadhikari, a middle class devotee, a preacher, he sees Krishna everywhere at the same time. He's also not, he sees the materialistic people, Krishna is in their heart, but they have forgotten Krishna. So he preaches to them accordingly. It's not that Uttamadhikari, a great devotee, he sees Krishna everywhere. But as a preacher, we have to see the differences. We see this as a materialistic person, so we preach to him accordingly. But everyone, a pure devotee says, everyone is Krishna conscious. No one is not Krishna conscious. So that's why sometimes we find fault, criticize. There's no scope for that. Because he's seen Krishna everywhere and he sees everyone is Krishna's devotee. That's the highest platform. This is like Yudhishthira Maharaj. He didn't have any enemies because he saw himself as the lowest of all. He saw everyone else as Krishna conscious. That's actually the platform of a great Vaishnava. And I was thinking yesterday when I was in New Govardhan Farm, you know, I met so many devotees from everywhere that I haven't met them in 30 years. Yeah, 30 years, first time after that. And I was even like emotionally touched by seeing them. It's like, you know, they're still here and we are still here. You know, people always dying. You know, the people are close to us, they're dying. Someone close to us, they're dying. And you may know already somebody that's close to you, they've already left. And we are still here, so there's like great pleasure in seeing each other. That, and not only that, we are still in Prabhupada's family. Just like if you're a brother and sister, a son and daughter, whatever, and you stick together and for many, many years, and it's a good thing, it's a good feeling, and you enjoy that, and seeing each other. Then when you see our God brothers, our God sisters, and our friend of Krishna, it's a very delightful feeling. It's a great pleasure to meet our devotees. In fact, our devotees, you know, we are very unique. It says here, Dulabhataram. Dulabhataram means very rare. We are rare. Devotees, Vaishnavas are rare. So yeah, I'm a Vaishnava, but you have to be in Prabhupada's family. The other Vaishnavas, I think myself, I have this feeling, you know, wherever we go, you know, all over the world, ISKCON family. This is Prabhupada's family. This is such a wonderful family, and this brings all the auspiciousness, Shiva, auspiciousness, and brings Durvataram. This is the rarest thing in Krishna consciousness, is when there are so many Vaishnavas. You know, New Govardhan, where I just went, there's a small town called Murulumba. Very funny name. If you can say it nicely, then you can blend in the Aboriginal name. And I was walking around in the town. Heaps of people have neck beads. So, Hari Bol Prabhu, Hari Krishna. They didn't say, they said, we are from Gauriya Math. They said, there's different Gauriya Math, you know, like they come from. But they are from ISKCON originally. So, they're all devotees in different ways. They're practicing. But many of them, they came for our program. And when they all come together in our place, it's a different thing. You can have your small temple at home and come, you all can have pray together. It's a good thing, it's a good feeling. But not like when we all come together in a temple here. Because this is the recognized place. So you have to have the blessing of a sadhu. Then it's boosted, the mercy is boosted up. It's double the mercy. It's there already, so you get double the blessing. You know, the devotees all over, everything they want double mercy. You know, you die for the mercy. When you want double mercy, then this is the place. More sadhu sangha. So you can do your bhajan at home, with your deity, but if you want double the blessing, then come together in a big group. Tumultuous. Hare Krishna. Like 1,000 people chanting Hare Krishna. It's tumultuous. It's roaring. So much more ecstatic. That's ecstatic, he says here, Prabhupada. When devotees to perform devotional service, they feel ecstasy. And if you feel not ecstasy, you feel very down, and you have so many stuff in your head, you're feeling anxiety about different things. Come together, you hear the sound, Hare Krishna, everyone is roaring. You don't have time to be not in ecstasy. Your anxiety, poof, out the door, your window. temple doesn't have any windows. But so I felt that, you know, they had 7 hours of kirtan every day for the last 4 days. Today is the last day. And they were having, everyone had issues with the legs, and sore legs, sore throat. And the singers, they couldn't sing. They had to sing twice a day, each hour. And if you're like down, and you know, you shouldn't be on the stage. As a leader, you have to be very flowing, because you need to enthuse others. So then, I was saying, give me a chance. I was enthusy. I was like, I'm sitting there, everyone kind of like shaking their like this, their knees. I said, I want to jump up and dance. And even Maharaj, he has this habit. He's always doing this. But sometimes I sit here and start doing this, as I'm following him. I said, no, this is not enough. Got to get up and dance. That's because they want to dance, actually. And some of them, they put out their leg like this, one leg, and they got the harmonia. Because they really want to actually get up and dance. They got that feeling. So, you know, there's so much ecstasy, Krishna consciousness. Ecstasy at the chanting of the holy name. You drench with yourself, drench yourself in the ecstasy. And on Saturday, it was just raining the whole day. Raining. And you know, we're in Melbourne, when it rains, I come in the temple room, we go in the ashram, so much shelter. There is just all mud. And everybody, I had to cook in the evening for the devotees. You know, I'm used to cooking here, and the kitchen is there. Oh my God, I like the whole kitchen here. And it was raining, and you're frying the pakora, it's raining over you. It's outside. And I was frying the puri like this, because you had to go sideways, so get under the shelter. But nobody was complaining. I mean, all full of rain and wet, and they're still frying puri and everything. Nobody's complaining. I was the only one complaining. Because I was thinking, we have such comfortable kitchen. But they're going on. And they're in ecstasy. The world is in ecstasy. just when they stop, they my legs are sore, my sore throat. But meanwhile, while they're in the process of singing and dancing, none of that can affect them. They are all above it. So practicing Krishna consciousness, I believe, it is no such thing as practice. Right from the beginning, there's ecstasy. And I walked in the door, you're thrown in the ecstasy of love of God. When Srila Prabhupada went to America, these people, they didn't have any piety. They were all drunkards. But they are jumping up and down right from the beginning, because they got the mercy of Prabhupada. Blessing of a guru, blessing of Vaishnava. And boom, immediately. It's like it is Hiranyakashipu, he was meditating for thousands of years. And his body was eaten up by ants. He was just living in his bones. And then Lord Brahma's coming down, and he couldn't see him where he was. You know, when you go to India, there's carcasses. They eat up the cows, you know. And so his body, and he was in the anthill, eaten by termites. And he took some water from his kumandalu, you know, the alota, and threw it. And he regained his body in full. So, just like that, you know, devotees, we are regained our Krishna consciousness by the blessing of Vaishnava. We are living in anxiety, we're living in distress, life full of stressful life. Can we dive into chanting Hare Krishna? Our anxiety, like I said, out the window. Srila Prabhupada had that mercy. And shower everyone that mercy. Yeah. So, Kali Kale Nam Rupe Krishna Avatar. In Kali Yuga, Krishna has appeared in his name. He's there. You can embrace with Krishna by chanting his name. He's there in his name. This is why devotees feel ecstasy. It's full of auspiciousness. Chanting the holy name is full of auspiciousness. If you're miserable, you have no time to enjoy that ecstasy.
Just before you come in the temple room, you leave your shoes outside. So similarly, you leave all your anxiety outside. Come in here, embrace Krishna consciousness, chant and dance. And if you have a problem, you can deal with it afterward. Enjoy Krishna consciousness. This is what I think. We don't have time to be in anxiety. I'm thinking, I don't have time to be sick. Oh, I'm sick. All in the mind. I don't have time to be. If I'm sick more than 2 days, I break down the door in the hospital. I can't take it. So sometimes the strength comes from yourself. I remember with our Gurukul, I had to go to this hospital, Ramakrishna Mission Hospital. That's in the Lai Bazaar, that area. I was really, really sick. So I was there for 1 week. And they have these Swamis, they come and check on you. They're Ramakrishna Mission people. And they say, they're like my buddies, but they're checking you. And I usually play the Ganga and everything. I could not even pick up the kartal. I was so skinny and no energy. But for us, the anxiety is when we cannot chant Hare Krishna. It's when we cannot do service to Krishna. That is our anxiety. We say, well, I'm going to take a break. But we don't have a break. We don't have time in this world. We don't have enough time. When you go to the spiritual world, Prabhupada said, when we go back to Godhead, that's our way to relax. I don't even relax there. If you're going to be doing so much service here, how are you going to relax there? That's the main place of service. But you don't have a material body anymore. Sometimes I carry the deity plate here, like 2 plates, one in each hand. Well, be careful. I mean, I've been coming here since 1985. I have never heard anyone dropping a plate. It's all a miracle. I said, I can have 2 more arms, I can take the other one. 3 plates. See, what is kind of a miracle? You know, some of these Maharajis, I never heard them complaining. I heard complaining of people in this temple, but when I'm living in Hong Kong, there's many Chinese Maharajis. They're skinny like my finger. They don't eat much. It's soup, you know. Like, healthy. Yeah, they don't have the Indian food. It's too oily. So they have 2 Sunday feasts. One for the Chinese, one for the Indians. Because they can't take our prasadam. They say, oh, puri, no, too oily. They need they need to pick up the rice with a chopstick. Because it's sticky, it has water in it. We don't have any water. They're all fluffy. Because it's different. And then I saw this skinny Maharaji. I never saw her eating. And one day I opened the door, she was behind like this eating apples. But don't think that eating big amount can give you energy. These people are very skinny, but they have so much energy. They work so hard. Because they have the blessing. They have the enthusiasm. They're living in bones practically. But they can do so much service. It's amazing. But either way, they have this, they relish Krishna consciousness. They are blissful. They are in ecstasy. That's what gives them the impetus to carry on. They enjoy it. Just like if you go to work, you can hardly wait till you finish your work to go home. Not 1 minute you will spend extra. So you have to give me money if I work more. Right? But in the temple, I just meet over the last 2 days. I got to lead Lord Kirtan. There were a lot of devotees. But they said, Mangalarati, Guru Puja, there was like 100 people in the temple. I was in ecstasy. So, so nice. All devotees, and it's Pratapana from Sydney, and my old residents. Everyone was like all day. And I told them, in Melbourne, Mangalarati, you have 50 people. Go there. I was campaigning for our temple. and some of these temples, I was in Vancouver 2 weeks ago. Huge temple room. There's 5 times as this. Mangalarati, 3 people. And, beautiful deity. Like Radha Balava. different forms of deity. I have the photos. It's like, you see the deity, it's like, wow. You don't want to see anything else. Just like when you eat the gulab jamun, your taste is finished for everything. It's just the final. You're completely satisfied. So when you see the deity, it's like, wow. It's the perfection of our eyes. You don't want to see anything else as beautiful as Krishna. Then you look around, there's nobody around. So the beauty of a temple is also devotees. So Krishna and the deities, they go together. So you see beautiful deity and you see all the Vaishnavas together, come together, we glorify Krishna, who gives that ecstasy. Yeah. And in India they have in a temple, when they build a temple, they have this temple called Nath Mandir. It's the deity's there, and then there's a gap, and then they have a stage. It's also called Nath Mandir, where they sing and dance. It's not connected. They sing there, but in front of the deity, the temple is separate. So they close everything, and the open part is open. There's a roof over it. So this is all one place, all connected. So the temple and that place, they can really sing and dance. They can jump down on the land, everything. And it's all connected. So the idea is to please Krishna. The idea is to please the devotees. You cannot please Krishna without pleasing Vaishnava. That's the purpose here. You have to make auspiciousness. By chanting Hare Krishna, all auspiciousness comes. By pleasing a Vaishnava, it is auspiciousness comes. Heart filled with love for Krishna. It's not that easy, just the love comes for Krishna. We have love for so many things. Govinda Maharaj was explaining yesterday. Love, different types of love. If I give you something, oh, I love this t-shirt. I love this Vaishnava. I love this garland. That's a type of love. Oh yeah. There's love for different type of love. But the love for Krishna, love for Vaishnava, is the highest love. Because that love is deep from your heart. It's not shallow. Spiritual love, with affection. So, Maharaj is explaining that love for Krishna is to be awakened. Preman jana priyata bhakti vilochamana, these verses. We have to awaken that. Our eyes is full of disease. Disease is that, proper explains, eye has a disease that it blocks our vision. So if you cut that disease away, then you have a vision back again. You can see Krishna again. Heart is full of desires and material desires which need to clear away, then Krishna can reside there. Similarly, Krishna consciousness, the whole process is the process of purification. Purification of the soul. Purification of our mind. Purification of our heart. The soul is already pure, but we're stuck in that material desire, material body, in the heart where it's dirty. So the whole idea is the place, the temple, association, sadhu sangha, create that auspiciousness. Like Parikshit Maharaj, I'm talking to Sukadeva Goswami, right? Sukadeva Goswami, when he was born, he went straight for the forest. You know, we're born here in a hospital or, you know, in Melbourne, we don't go straight for the forest. He said, oh, maybe my son, my daughter, they forget everything. That you're in the material world. Sukadeva Goswami, when he was born, my son, come back. He hid for the forest. He was in the mother's womb for 16 years. He didn't want to come out. Because he said if he came out, he'll fall in Maya. He was staying in there. So they said, please come out. And he came out, he went for the forest. He didn't want to be attached to this world. To anything of this world. We say happy birthday, all this, we're singing, waiting here for our birthdays. So we have to always remember that the purpose behind of our activities, the purpose behind of our service is to please Krishna. Everything we do, we have to have that understanding. Sometimes say, yeah, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, kya kar rahe, what are you doing, pagale, you're all crazy. But we are the most intelligent people, the devotees. Because we know the Srimad Bhagavatam. There are so many books there. If we are not smart, why there are so many books? The devotees are the most intelligent people. Not just going on this Hare Krishna, Hare Ram. And there goes the Hare Krishna, Hare Ram. These people, they have no brain. They drop out. They join the Hare Krishna. You know, so many of you, the most intelligent people, you gave up your job, you know, your most advanced, and you joined the temple. So you're not a dropout. I remember the Pakistan, and they used to call me all these things. And in India, with a small group of boys, we had to go out to learn how to distribute books during the marathon. I was in Calcutta, and one guy slapped me. And I didn't know what to do because I was not strong enough. I was small. And he said, you Hare Krishna people, you're keeping your guns in your copings. Like this. Stuff like that. And it's so rude. Because they had a... we shot some Muslims. For protection, we had to shoot in the air to get the people out of the temple a long time ago. So they're saying, you keeping your guns in here, you know, like this. I said, no, I mean, you're talking nonsense. I'm a small boy, I told him, you're talking nonsense. You come to our temple and see what we do. They used to say, you people are you're CIA, you're keeping guns in your temple. So actually the police came to our temple and they're checking. Because in Mayapur they have a long building and there's a basement. Nobody stays there. Now it's all filled up because so many devotees. Our time was empty. So they're checking basement if you have any weapons. And years later they know we're not CIA, we're Vaishnavas. We depend on the Indian people for donations. We're not getting money from the government, America. You know. So people think, you know, what this or that, you know. They have understanding what the devotees are. When they come to our temple, they see what we do, they're in ecstasy. Because we are relishing so Krishna consciousness so much. You know, how can these white people, we don't have so many now, but before it was all white people, you know, how can they be brahmanas? But they're the highest brahmanas. I didn't even know what is a brahmana. Till I heard from the American devotees. They're telling us what is devotee. It's our culture, and they're telling us. I said, get out of here. It's, you know, we should be telling you. But because we're not doing it, they're telling us. We're copying them. So Prabhupada, that's why he brought the Americans to India. They said, this is the way. Because they're going to, when they see us, the Indians see them chanting Hare Krishna, then they'll take up. That's why we're trying to preach Krishna in India. Anyway, he failed. He went to America. He brought the Americans chanting Hare Krishna. And they got very happy. So that's the idea. Doesn't matter where you come from. But if you find gold in a dirty place, it's gold. It doesn't matter. The Krishna consciousness is purest, the most purest. He chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. He's there in his name. Kali Kali Nam Rupe Krishna Avatar is there in his name. He appeared in his name. So when you utter the name of Krishna, Krishna is there in his name. You relish in Krishna. That's why people feel very ecstasy. Because Krishna is like, he's inside you. When you're carrying Krishna, like some people, they carry Krishna. It doesn't depend on your material situation. It's about that. You have anxiety, oh, I can't chant Hare Krishna today. And I remember I was sick for 1 week. I called up here, sore throat. There's one, a couple years ago, bad sore throat. They said, you got it from the hay fever. Melbourne is coming now. So really careful. People coughing, and like, I go miles away from them. So this is a disease, material disease. So disease of material life is when we are offensive. It's taking our heart away from Krishna. It's blocking Krishna consciousness, blocking that mercy of a Vaishnava to come in our heart. If you want the mercy, then you have to dive into the mercy to get the blessing, the ocean of mercy of Krishna consciousness. But if you are blocking yourself, you will not get that mercy. So material desires for sense gratification, material desire for name, fame, wealth, and all those things, that's blockages to get that ecstasy of Krishna consciousness. It's all auspicious that is blocking. We don't depend on any material circumstances. If there's no cold water, if there's no hot water, take a cold shower. It's okay. One of the shower here, I couldn't get the thing going, and it's so difficult to adjust. You turn a little bit, like boiling water come down. And then it turned the other way, it's too cold. What do you do? And it's like, that's just a cold shower. You just tolerate it, You tie it up and it goes through your body. And it's just a quick shower, that you just enjoy. The hard water's not working. So, you see what you have to achieve and just get over with it. And do the thing that is the most important thing in life. That's it. And you feel great about it. It's consciousness. It's like, everything we do, it's a very anxiety, like, here goes, I have to do this, I have to do that. You wake up with such anxiety. But then you do your first thing in the morning, first duty, done one thing. And the next thing, it just goes. There's no problem. It's all here. Once you do it, it's fantastic. Now you get done with it, but once you get into it, it goes very smoothly. And not only that, you feel fantastic. So our process of Krishna consciousness, like you mentioned here, not only for now, but for future. After we die, what is death anyway? Every moment is a death. Every moment that passes is death. You can't just get it back. Today we are talking, tomorrow is another day. So we can't get this day back tomorrow. So it's like death. So people pass away, everyone anxiety in this, that, lamenting. We're dying every day, actually. Why are you not lamenting? Here's someone. What is there to lament for, isn't it? So, death, our Krishna consciousness process is how to die. Ante Narayana Smriti, how at the time of death we can remember Lord Vishnu, Narayana. So, if you can't remember Narayana now, how are you going to remember at the time of death? The whole process of Krishna consciousness is to be able to Narayana Smriti, remember Krishna now. Because at the time of death can be very quick, we don't have time to remember Krishna. Quick death. So much pain, it's very hard to remember Krishna. But everything is a pain today, which is a world full of pain. Sometimes I come to the temple, I say, oh my God, I have to meet all these devotees again. They're pain. No, they're not pain. They're all ecstasy. Sometimes when we don't value our association because we think each other in a different way. Well, devotees are the most rare people. I remember in Gurukul, in Mayapur Gurukul, if you say a bad word to other devotee or anyone, they give you a big handful of neem leaves. You know what that is? Neem leaves. Very bitter. One neem leaf is very bitter. Everybody here, everyone's here in the temple room. So we had this assembly of all the Gurukul boys. And we're always sitting there and having a class. And they gave him a handful of neem leaves. They had to chew on it while the Krishna Katha is going on or whatever. And there's no time to spit out because he had to swallow it. It's in front of everybody. So I didn't say a bad word to anyone. Neem leaves are very, very bitter. And it's healthy. Because it's cleansed, purifies the blood. So you didn't have to hit anyone. Because you hit group boy and then they put it in the GBC. Then they say, child abuse and everything. You're in big trouble. So I have neem leaves. Nobody can complain. So I had always had a basket of neem leaves next to me. They saw neem leaves there, okay. Nobody swear anything. So this process is blissful. We don't have to make it so distasteful. So, oh God, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. No. Full of ecstasy. Once you sit down chanting Hare Krishna, you will feel that blessing of the holy name. I had this thing, we used to do before Sankirtan, before. I used to think, if I chant japa really nicely, like every mantra, syllables, just, you know, we talk about it, but actually we're not practicing it. We always just, and then when it comes to chanting, we're just thinking of this, and we're actually, I used to think, I want to have a really good day, and collect a lot of money today, so I need to have a really good program, each mantra. So I said everything, and everything in mind comes, something, I didn't chant it nicely. I'll go back again to finish that beat. Like this, it might take more than 1 hour, 2 hours. And sometime I had a really good day. And I was selling things. A whole day went by not making one sale. And every day I need to bring money to the temple, at least $200. And so if I made $500, and if I have a bad day, I keep some of the money. If I have the bad day next day, then I have extra to give the next day. I had all these things. So one day, I had a really good day. I mean, morning program, chanting nice rounds, associated with devotees, kirtan. I didn't go out, even to go to the bathroom. I was just controlling it. I would be in the temple room the whole time till the program was over. I'm not going out. And that day I had a really worse day. So I was thinking, I did such Krishna consciousness, why have you such a bad day? Then it was like, I'm just going to go home now. I haven't done a sale. It was already like 5 o'clock. And I, all day I was really miserable. I was thinking, you know, Krishna, help. We need the money, the temple. And the last person, there was one shop, I'm thinking, oh, let's just give it a try. I went in there, $500, one sale. So I'm just giving this story how Krishna accepts our endeavor. It's a test every day for us. The endeavor is your enthusiasm. Don't give up. Oh no. It doesn't depend on your... Don't make Krishna consciousness to achieve material things. Krishna is not your water supplier. Okay, I need cream and I need milk. I have some milk. You know, Krishna is not going to deliver to your door. You have to pay for it, go upstairs. But ultimately, Krishna is giving it. But we need to make the endeavor. It doesn't just fall on your plate. We have to work for it. We have to deserve it. The deserve comes from our service. And Krishna is doing everything, actually. Like I said, that skinny lady. You know, she could do so much service. He just ate an apple only. So Krishna is the doer, he's doing it. But we need to make the initial endeavor. The whole day went by, I didn't do a cracker. At the end of the day, bang. And another day, I didn't get up for Mangalarti. I was, you know, I didn't chant my rounds properly. That's what I remember. I had a really good day. First thing, morning, I was with another devotee and I had to finish all the rounds. So I came back, big sale, just the first shop. I came back, almost $1,000. I said, I'm having a day off. So I stayed in the car, chanting my japa a whole day. And he was like really jealous, the other devotee. He said, you can go now. Whatever, I don't care, I did my part. And so he went out and he came back with $5. And so I said, I see you got to chant japa nicely. And I remember, so Krishna consciousness is not based on Purity is a purity. It doesn't mean you're going to get millions of dollars. You get the mercy of Krishna is more than money. You don't depend on the result. So you have to attach to Krishna out of love for Krishna, not based on material things. It's not measuring it. I did this much service, so I must get this much. That's measuring. That is not like that. It doesn't work like that. Ultimately, you're going to get the mercy of Krishna. That mercy is cannot measure it. It's eternal. That spiritual bliss, it cannot measure it. Money, you can measure it. You can count the money. So we say, reservoir of pleasure, ocean of mercy. We don't say, you can measure that ocean of mercy. You can take a drop, but how you can measure the ocean of mercy? But money, you can measure it, you can count it. So it's beyond any material things of this world, spiritual ecstasy. So do always remember Krishna consciousness in this way, that it is a spiritual activity we do. And relish it. When you relish Krishna consciousness, so much more, you will feel there's no hardship in it. You go beyond that hardship. Hardship is because we are mentally out. We're thinking, oh God, I've got through this whole day. Time goes very fast. If you go to work every day and you're thinking, oh, when Saturday is coming, when the weekend is coming, then it becomes a drag. Every moment becomes a very painful. You don't think of it. You just do your work. So when you serve Krishna, Krishna takes care of everything. Kalasmi Lokakshaya. Krishna says, I am time, time I am. He blesses us. He gives His mercy. Radharani gives her mercy over His hand. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Hare Krishna. Krishna blesses us. This is how my feeling is. I always tell Krishna, I'm useless, I don't know anything, I don't know how to cook, you know. I'm just trying to. And everything comes out nice, perfect. We have that kind of attitude, spiritual attitude, humble attitude. Then things will really go smoothly. The Vaishnavas, the Acharyas, they always thought in this way. They never thought they are perfect. They always thought that, you know, I should do this for my Guru out of humility, to do it nicely. And then when you do Krishna consciousness, when you perform Krishna consciousness, that you don't know much, you want to learn to how to do it in a nicer way, it becomes very nice. But if you think, I already know, things can go wrong. It's hard to teach someone who already knows. But if you're in the mood of learning, even though you already know, that's even better. Then, any questions? So. Not be attached to the result. But I don't think anyone who says that everyone underneath we are attached to the result, actually. If you say, I'm not attached to the result, you don't have the enthusiasm, motivation. You have to have some initial attachment to the result. I might say, I'm not attached to the result. Underneath, I am. But who's going to do everything for free? And you say, okay, here. But we have to know through understanding the Krishna conscious philosophy. The Krishna is the doer of everything. I'm moving my hand. If I was dead, my hand would be dead, the body. Body is not moving. So what gives us that energy in our body is by the mercy of Krishna, is the soul in it, super soul, and it's free soul in the body. So ultimately, we think, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. If he didn't give us the power, we can even speak the air in our body. We couldn't even breathe. So ultimately, the energy in our body is Krishna providing it. That's the ultimate concept, understanding. He is the source of everything. So we are always very thankful to Krishna. Just like we're thankful to the devotees. So we have to always know. So attached to the result means our result we offer to Krishna. That is okay to be attached. When you talk about ourselves, Krishna is karma, karma di karma, you know that verse? Do your work. Yeah, he said, work, but give me your result. Nobody, the second line says that. The second line says, give me the result. But everybody says, you're entitled to your karma, your work. But they never say the next line, which says, but you are entitled, you are, give your result to me, Krishna. So they don't want to say that, because they want to say, yeah, I'm doing my karma for maintaining my family. But actually, so idea is to give result to Krishna. So Krishna gives accordingly. If Krishna gives you with one hand, we have two hands, we can't even carry it. He can give so much. His unlimited mercy. So when he says accordingly, this is unlimitedly. If he gives a little bit of mercy, that's enough for us. But our way of thinking that unalloyed devotion, anya vilasita samyam jnana karmantana vitam, one should do shilanam, that without full of, out of any motivation, just anyata desire for material gain, give to Krishna. If he gives or not give, it doesn't matter. We just give to him our service. We don't ask for, okay, I give you this much, you have to give me that much. You know, just like I used to eat in some Gujarati home. I said, they give me a big sack of chapatis. They said, Mataji would say, don't count. In our culture, we don't count. You know, because it's not good to count. So that like, one, two, just eat it, don't count. So I want to know how many I'm eating. They say, you shouldn't count. So I'm making a point that Krishna giving unlimitedly, but we are measuring it. We have an apple tree in the backyard, lemon tree in the backyard. The tree didn't count. This family has five people. There's only five lemons. You know, we make the gulab jamun in the kitchen, 100, 500. You know, there's 500 people, we make, you know, 1,000. But people are eating for five or six, they're moving it in. They didn't count. Krishna is giving unlimitedly, but we are counting, measuring. At the end of the day, calculation. Everybody's doing the end of the day sales. But Krishna is up there counting. He's giving unlimitedly. Unlimited mercy. You see, but we are making the judgments. Krishna is just giving unlimitedly. So we have to, he gives accordingly, is we say accordingly. Translation says accordingly, because for our understanding, but actually Krishna is giving unlimitedly. So he has to explain it in a way. Of course, if you do this much service, you get that much back. Krishna is not making judgments, he's giving unlimitedly. Because we are making judgments, so Krishna says, okay, accordingly, for our understanding. If he says, if Krishna says, I give you unlimited, but when you go to India, you ask the rickshawala, Goloi Bazaar, he will say, okay, 50 rupees. It used to be 2 rupees in our time. From Krishna Balaman Goloi Bazaar, 2 rupees. Can't imagine. Now it's a lot. 50 rupees. That's a lot of money. I remember one time in Mayapur, I used to buy samosas, 1 rupee, 4 samosas, 25 paisa each. You think, oh, that's like, you know, 5,000 years ago. So long ago, Krishna's time. Now, so Krishna's giving unlimitedly. So if Krishna says, I'm giving unlimitedly, so my point was, so the rickshawala says, oh, it's 50 rupees, but you can give more or as much as you like. But they'll tell you, it's 50 rupees. But you can give on top of that, you know, the dakshin, or donation. So when Krishna says, I'm giving you unlimitedly, but he didn't say then he didn't say that. He said accordingly. Because we see it that way. So he says it that way. But it's actually unlimited. His mercy is unlimited. Okay? That's how I see it. You can explain it many ways. Yes, Maharaj.
It's up to us how much we want him and what kind of relationship we want to have with him.
Yeah.
And another thing is, I remember how Krishna told me, "You know, once I start making the cake and 1 week before the Janmashtami, and I had to make the flowers, and I was making flowers, and I was using some colors from the cake shop, and there was one group, he always, when he was passing through Krishna, he would say, Krishna doesn't like artificial colors. Every time for a whole week or seven days. And I was thinking, oh my God, this is so hard in labor. Because that time I was not well and I did not have energy. And it was really even in labor to make for hours these flowers and I can make them alone. And I was thinking, all these endeavors, all this so hard. And Krishna on the end won't be pleased. You know, and all the time I was keeping this. Krishna won't be pleased and wasting my labor. And at the end, when they offered the cake, they auctioned the cake because they did it in the oven. And the cake was, one girl paid for it $1,000 for using all that alone. And I had the realization, maybe Krishna didn't accept the artificial colors, but he accepted my endeavor and my mood that I wanted to please him. Because that was my main mood, that I really wanted to do. And I think you really appreciated the endeavor, and that's how it got rewarded. But since then, I avoid using artificial colors like anything.
There's many ways Krishna can make us understand. It is. Of course, the first point you mentioned, Krishna says, he says in the Bhagavad Gita, Samaham Sarabhuteshu Namajasasti Napriya Jebhajanti Tumam Bhaktya Mayitaita Sujapriya. He says, I am equal to all, but those who serve me, they are special to me. Jebhajanti. So he makes the distinctions also. It's not that just like I was saying in the beginning of the class, you preach accordingly. You see, there's a demon, you don't preach, avoid him. If he's someone favorable, you preach to him. So everybody is preached, but then you have to preach accordingly, according to their how favorable they are, Krishna, to God. So, Krishna himself is doing that. If someone loves him, in your family, he may love someone, he likes someone more than others, even though they're part of the family. So Krishna, similarly, his devotee is dear to him. And demons maybe not, even though they are all coming from Krishna. So we have to also understand that in this context. And sometimes we think, this will please Krishna more, so let me do this. Maybe not. That's our mind telling that. So we need to follow the Shastra. Guru Sadhu Shastra. What pleases Krishna according to Shastra? According to, just like in the kitchen. I have no idea how to make khichdi. I throw it in the kitchen. And you get this yellow rice, big powder of turmeric. It's fluorescent khichdi. But you have to ask, okay, how to make it? You ask the cooks. If you, so you don't know, find out. Not you speculate. So everything has a process to follow. The method is there. What pleases Krishna is not, I like the pizza. So I offer to Krishna pizza. Because I like it. If he doesn't like it, that's another thing. Because I like it, I offer. That's not what pleases Krishna, is not what pleases me. We have to see what really pleases Krishna, what's according to the system. There is everything is menu, You know, Jagannath, one time he is not well, he has the hot drink. So it is how to make it, what goes in exact amounts. And sometimes, oh, this program, this project, is Krishna wants it. And at the end it's flop, didn't work out. But in the beginning, something goes well, so, oh yeah, Krishna really wants it, I can see it. You know, but it's not. So we have to see, according to all the devotees, they like it. We have their proposal, devotees say that, then it works, isn't it? Because the devotees is the way Krishna speaks through his devotees also. It's not that, of course, something we like we offer, but it's within the menu. But if not, we have to also be careful that we have to know actually that, of course, the main ingredient is love, devotion. But devotion or not devotion, we have to follow the BD principles. Yeah. He prayed to Krishna for
pizza. I was pizza. Talking to him in my mind.
Oh, geez.
And then one devotee who was traveling, he's just like not from here. I haven't seen him before. He just came and said, Mataji, what do you want for Krishna, for the temple? I said, can you buy cheese? So he bought like 20, 30 kilos of cheese, 20, over 20, whole box, and he said, do what you want with this. So I took the cheese home, it was all the fridge in the room, and my fridge did not have anything, because of cheese. And then I was like drinking cheese after two, three months. But the point was, when he got the cheese, I was talking to him in my mind, I was saying, okay, Krishna, you gave me cheese, but you know, I don't have, you know, the olives go on the pizza and on the olives. And then I came and I asked him, but is there any chance we have olives? And he said, yes, someone just donated a big metal can with like 20, 30 kilos of olives. And it was in the fridge there. And for me that was like, wow, you really want this pizza, Krishna. And then eventually he started arranging, because we're giving the donation to buy the pizzas, or they're buying the cheese, sorry. Kept going.
Yeah. I had to cook the evening prasadam in Nivoda on Saturday, and they said, oh, make it very simple, and this, that. I said, no, we're going to make it really rich. Krishna is not poor. You know? He's the owner of the universe. And then, it's not like our kitchen, they don't have anything there, like, to order, and they bring you, and then you tell them they bring it. And then whatever I wanted, somehow, like she said, I went to the kitchen, somehow they just appeared. They were there, there was coconut cream, we used a lot of coconut. I said, they wouldn't even know what coconut cream is, but they had a box of it. Maybe somebody donated it, and they said, I'm using it, and they were there, and I made this subject. So I was thinking, like, it's true. But we need to still follow what is the menu is, then it comes better. If Krishna likes something, and then you like it, but within the menu, I believe you can increase the quantity or the quality, and you'll get more of it. But then we should not speculate. I mean, I joined Hare Krishna movement in the 70s, and not till late 80s, I didn't even know what pizza was. It's rice dal sabji chapati, it's very, very prasadam. And I go to Mayapur, and you know, there's a program going on, and everybody's in the Pizza Hut. Even in Mayapur, like you never had pizza before. you go to the holy town, you chant Hare Krishna, and you go to, you know, Ibiza, all the way there. So the idea is to evoke Krishna consciousness, how to please Krishna. There's a fine line. We have to know what pleases Krishna and what pleases us. So to be careful that we are not in between Krishna, and we are servant of Krishna. And that should be the idea behind that. So if you want ecstasy, always make sure what pleases Krishna. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.